We're going to have a special class on 2 points. Those of you who are following current events will understand what I'm talking about. And those of you who are not following current events, well, you're better off not knowing. That's all I can say. Not one of my happier days. You know, sometimes you go to sleep at night and you hope you're going to wake up and the world will be a different place. And then you wake up and the same disaster you went to sleep with is still out there. So I want to tell you two stories. Number one, in the days of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, there were people who were caught embezzling, stealing, and they had the title rabbi. So a newspaper reporter came to Rabbi Feinstein and said, "How does this reflect on the rabbinate? And how do you guys answer up for this?" To which Rabbi Feinstein said, "I want to answer you with a parable." Following story. Once upon a time, there were a group of people who went to a costume shop, and they bought perfect costumes of policemen. And they were able to walk around perfectly dressed like policemen, and they walked into stores, and then they pulled out their revolvers, and they robbed the stores. And store after store they would rob, because they'd walk in dressed as policemen. Now, what would you say? How does this reflect on the police force? What would you say? You'd say, come on, they put on costumes. So he said, that's your answer. Just because a person was able to trick us all this time because he wore a certain costume, well, if he was caught stealing, then it was all a costume. It's not, it doesn't reflect, just like the people dressed in the costume don't reflect on the police force. So that's point number one. Point number two is a difficult point because on the one hand, Chazal tell us that we have to try and find a teacher, and a person does connect through his teacher, and the Mishnah goes so far as to say, Morah rabach kemorah shemaim, a person's supposed to have awe of his teacher like he has of heaven. The Talmud does say that et Hashem lokech atira lerabot talmidei chachamim. So the Talmud does connect, meaning we do have this concept. It's not a human weakness that a person feels like a large part of his religion is through this human being. Even though in Judaism we say every Jew has to connect to Hashem and you don't need an intermediary. But it is natural, and not only natural, but there is even an element of correctness. There's even an element of truth that person represents tradition to us. And yet, we also have to know, this is a very difficult point, and that is we have to know how to draw a line and recognize that that person is not God. And that Torah is not that person. Meaning on one level, the person is the tradition and I'm going to accept from him and hopefully I will learn from him and hopefully he will help me connect to that long line of tradition. On the other hand, if it happens that I'm deeply disappointed in the person, to put it mildly, so then that I have to be able to disconnect and say, but that person is not Torah. Meaning if that person did something that's problematic, so then we have had, unfortunately, this year a scandal that's now in the news and one that was in the news in the beginning of the year. Story of a person who was in charge of all kinds of things in Washington, including a conversion mikvah. And you could understand that a person who converted through that person and then discovers that the person was a fake will be very disappointed, and that's understandable. But a person has to be able to say, I connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I didn't connect specifically through him, even though I did. He helped me. He guided me. He taught me. And now I discover he's a fake, but that doesn't make the Ribbono Shel Olam a fake. It's a tough call. You know, I didn't know the person who was caught last night. I don't know him. Never met him. I know nothing about him. I hit the news last night about someone who we now know was a fake all along. And people held him in very high regard.
Didn't you say a fake
mother around? We're doing Pekavot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're up to the third chapter, the ninth Mishnah. We've been learning quotes from Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. We discussed Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa lived a life of poverty. Right? He had a volume of a kav, 24 eggs. That's about 2.5 liters of carobs every week. That was his meal. And he used to say, Kol sheruach habiriyot nocha imenu, whoever people find pleasant, they're comfortable being with him. Ruach ha-makom nocha imenu. So Hashem is also comfortable with him. It's a very big gauge how comfortable people are with a person. V'chol she'en ruach ha-briyot nocha imenu. And if Hashem's creatures, if Hashem's creatures are not comfortable with him, in ruach hamakom nochaimenu, then the spirit of the omnipresent is not either comfortable with him. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, Ratzah lomar, mi shemasao matanona eim abriyot, whoever's dealings with people is pleasant. V'chulam makirim ki be'emunah hu oseh. And everyone recognizes that he does things in good faith. We're discussing this, right? As the Talmud says in Tractate Yuma, kol talmid shekore v'shone v'nose v'noten be'emunayim abriyot, if someone reads Torah and learns Mishnah, and he is honest in his dealings with Hashem's creatures, ma'abriyot omerot alav, what do people say about him? Ashrei ploni shelamad Torah. Praised is he that he learned Torah. Ashrei aviv, ashrei imo. Praised is his father, praised is his mother that taught him Torah. And Rabbeinu Yonah is doing us the service of not quoting the end of that Gemara. Because the Gemara says, and what happens if a person learns Torah and then he is dishonest with people? What do people say about him? Woe to him that he learned Torah. Woe to those who taught him Torah.
Wait, I thought that the mother's not involved in Jewish education.
So I don't know why you thought that. It's not a good thing you came today. Right, so it's very good you came today. So now you know. Now you know. And if you want to know more, you could look at the last siman in the laws of Shabbos, where it discusses the halachos of a parent's responsibility in his child keeping Shabbos. And you could see over there the Mishnah Berurah brings that the mother is also responsible to educate her children. Right? And you could also look in Tractate Brachos and in the halachos of Kriya Shema at night, where it discusses that the mother is the one putting the kid to bed at night and reading Shema with him. So, if you look around,
and
you'll see.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a child
is there, right? Okay. And that's why Hashem is comfortable, so to speak, with him, because when a person behaves correctly, so then the Torah gets praised through his behavior. We represent Torah. But if a person people are not pleasant with him, then Hashem is not happy with him either. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, lo yenakim Hashem u'me Yisrael. He will not come clean of Hashem and Israel. And that's what the Talmud over there says. When a person learns Torah, they look at how he speaks to people. Is he pleasant when he talks to people? And if he's not pleasant, it's not only a question of honesty. It's also a question of how do people feel with him. So then people say, woe to he who learned Torah. And Rabbi Meir says, we have a long discussion over there about Chilul Hashem. That Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shaarei Tshuva that when a person, you know what, maybe we should see this. Today is a good day to see that. The Gemara asks, what's called Chilul Hashem? The Gemara says, one rabbi says, if I'm ever seen without my tefillin, I think it's Rabbi Yochanan, if anyone sees me without tefillin, that's a chilul Hashem. The Gemara says, after one rabbi after another, if I go to the butcher shop and I don't pay cash, that's a chilul Hashem. So I used to think, I had in the makolet over here, I had a credit. I'd always pay him in advance, and he had a card. And this way, I wasn't buying on credit. And we were buying cakes from Machon Meir. We used to have him ben Azmanim. We always had cereal with milk in the morning together with the learning. I don't know if any of you were around back then. We used to have learning every morning, cereal with milk. And also, I had store credits. I had a bunch of credits with him. And then one time, it went into minus, and I didn't know it. And I'm standing online. There's a long line behind me, and it's the first of the month. And he used to finish off his cards at the beginning of each month. So he says to me, when will you pay me already? So I looked at him in shock. First of all, I didn't know I owed him. Second of all, it was the first time he asked me. What does that mean, when will you pay me already? I reached into my pocket and I saw I didn't have my wallet on me. I'd left the house without the wallet. I said to him, in 3 minutes, I'm going home and getting my wallet. I'll pay you in 3 minutes. I'll be right back. But then it dawned on me. I said to myself, you see, Chazal said, your Chilul Hashem is when you don't pay on time. And the long line behind me, when they heard that word, when are you going to pay me already, what does it sound like? You know, how long have I been chasing you for? And that's what the Gemara says, that many of the rabbis over there in the Tractate Yuma say, if I don't pay on the spot, if I don't pay cash to the butcher, that's a chilul Hashem. These are sensitivities, and the Gemara says it depends on a person's level. Meaning, the Gemara holds the rabbi to a different standard than the rest of the people. It's
This idea of chilul Hashem is only relevant for people who are expected to be role models. But the ordinary street folk, they're not shy of this mitzvah at all.
So I'll tell you a story. Here's a story. Many years ago, this story goes back a decade and a half, almost 2 decades ago. I was learning in Yeshiva by Rabbi Feinstein, and we were in an apartment. And one day, we ate lunch or dinner in the apartment, and we're going back to learn in the yeshiva. And I see the rabbi, who's the head of the kollel there, I see he doesn't have a coat. I said, don't you have a coat here? So he says, no, when I left, it wasn't cold. I didn't know I'd need a coat. I said, it's freezing out there. Take my coat. And I had this big green army coat. Now, I was a youngster in yeshiva, right? I was 18, whatever. I said, you take this. I'll wear the Shabbos coat. So I give him this big green army coat. And he starts putting it on. And I'm seeing the rabbi in the big green army coat. And I'm taking out a Shabbos coat. And I said, no, that's not right. You take the Shabbos coat, I'll take the big green army coat. And he said, no. And he runs out the door. And we're like fifth floor. And I said, but you're a rabbi. You shouldn't be walking around in a big green army coat. And he says, no. And he dashes down the stairs. He's not waiting for the elevator. And I run after him, and I'm taking the coat, and he's taking this. And I catch him, and I said, take this coat. I'll take the coat. That's the coat I wear anyways. So he says to me, no, I'm fine with this. It's not a problem. And I said, a rabbi walking in the street in an army coat, wear a Shabbos coat, you know, a nice, respectable coat. And then he said a line to me. He said, as he was running away, he said, in the street, there's no difference between me and you. When people look at us, they look at the yarmulke, they see, you got a beard, I got a beard, you got a jacket, I got a jacket, there's no difference. You have the same responsibility, and if you could walk around in the street in that coat, and obviously you can, there's nothing wrong with it, I can walk around the street in that coat. No one looks at me different than you. The people who look don't know the difference between me and you. So, no, he said. And with that, he ran off in the army coat. But it taught me about my responsibility. There's no difference between me and you. He said an important line on the street that gives you the same responsibility as me. You can't cut the line. People see you cut the line. You know, you can't yell at the clerk. They look at you, and there's no difference between you and me. Yeah?
See, there's no intrinsic alignment.